This podcast is brought to you by Lightspeed. Wear a better headset. Wear a Zulu.
You're tuned in to AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA's AirVenture 2008 fly-in convention in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. This is Amy Labota from Kip Planes Magazine, and with me this evening are Glenn and Vanessa Martin of the Martin Jetpack, and we're going to be talking a little bit about this phenomenal new piece of equipment that will be flying Tuesday morning. From Aeroshell Square. Is that correct, Vanessa?
That's right. Absolutely. We're really looking forward to putting on a stunning demonstration of probably one of the most exciting aircraft I've ever come across.
Now, Vanessa, rumor has it, and it's just rumor until you confirm it, that you are the first person to have flown this Martin jetpack. Is that correct?
It's quite right, Amy. I flew it in 1997 in June, and Len and I wanted to prove the concept of lift off the ground, and I happened to be the lightest person around who knew the secret, and I was happy to put my hand up and do it. I thought it was an exciting thing to do, and I was out in the garage and strapping in.
Can you confirm for me that the Martin jetpack actually has an endurance, something that other jetpacks in the past have not had? It can actually stay in the air for more than a minute or so. How long does it stay in the air? Is that a state secret?
Well, no, it's not a state secret. We've got the longest flight time at the moment we've had, and it's about 5.5 minutes. But the technology that's been developed, we can fly up to 100 times longer than the Bell rocket belt. So the Bell rocket belt's around about 26, 30 seconds. Pilot my weight and go for a flight for about 30 minutes.
Now, when you say a pilot my weight, darest I ask?
more than happy to share. 60 to 65 kg pilot, you've got a 5-gallon tank, you've got about 30 minutes to fly. I could probably squeeze for 35 minutes out of it if I'm flying efficiently and well.
You said a 5-gallon tank. 5-gallon tank of what? What is this burning?
Well, it's just normal petrol that you put in your car.
So it's moto gas is what you're telling me.
Absolutely.
Regular or unleaded? or is that premium?
Premium. No,
okay,
it's premium.
So 93 octane would work in this country.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Have you considered the possibility that it could use one of these newfangled biofuels?
Well, I don't see any reason why not. And I know that Glenn is particularly interested in the environment, and I know that he's the sort of person that will have had that thought already. The engineering team are pretty keen, so it's a big possibility. If a car can do it, we can do it.
Tell me something. What is it like to fire this machine up and lift off the ground?
Amy, it is an experience that it's almost difficult to describe. It's the most exhilarating, exciting experience in the world. You strap this jetpack onto your back, and the guys fire it up, and there's this huge roar and heat and energy attached to your back, and we're talking about 250 pounds of weight on your back, and you're standing there waiting to warm up. We like to warm up the engine before we get started. And once you start to pull on the throttle, it's just the most amazing experience. Your feet just lift off the ground. Now, if you liken it to scuba diving, you put tanks on, you walk around on the deck, heavy, you get in the water, nice and light. Same thing with the jetpack. Off the ground, suddenly you're free. And there's nothing ahead of you. It's like you're actually flying.
How in the world can somebody that weighs 65 kilograms hold up something that weighs 250 pounds?
Well, that's a very good question. We've got a retractable undercarriage, and that undercarriage sits on the ground. The team will strap me in, and I'm pretty tightly strapped in. Once I'm in, it's very easy to manoeuvre. Interestingly enough, I have to get into a flight position to start. Pre-flight position, and that's a bended knees situation, so the ducks are leaning forward slightly, so when I throttle up, we come up with beautiful, nice, flat ducks, and that'll give you your optimum flight plan. And interestingly enough, you can actually, I actually often jump into that position, so because of the undercarriage, it's, you know, I don't have any difficulty with the weight at all.
in the air, what is the way that you control it? Is it weight shift? Is it a control surface that moves?
Well, it's another very good question. When I first started flying the prototypes, the early prototypes, we were flying with just a basic throttle, so just forward and back, two throttles going backwards and forwards, which would just take you either sideways, both throttles forward, front ways, both throttles back, backwards. And then each side you just move them alternately to go in either direction. Obviously, if you've got a roll situation, we had to shift our body weight around. We've since moved on from there, and we have control systems where we've got pitch, roll and yaw, and that's taken care of now through the throttle sticks at that point, so we don't have to do any body shifting. In fact, it's optimum just to stay nice and relaxed and enjoy yourself.
Are there any other aircraft that you've flown prior to this?
Oh, no, never. I mean, I've obviously flown in a 747 in cattle class, you know. I haven't even sat in a Cessna or up front with a pilot in a small aircraft. Never done that in my entire life. But I think that's something I would like to do now. But you'd be hard-pressed to get my hands off that jetpack to get into a fixed-wing aircraft at this point.
It is very, very nice for you to speak with us today. We are all looking forward to seeing the aircraft fly in Aeroshell Square on Tuesday morning, July 29th at EAA's Air Venture 2008.
That's great.
You will be out there as well, I understand, with Glenn.
Yes, yes, my whole family will be up on the podium to introduce the jetpack. Glenn will do the introductions. It's been a family event. The children have kept the secret all their lives. They've been used to this. So we're all going to be up there together, and our pilot, Bill, will fly the craft. And I'm looking forward to giving the crowd an amazing experience. I mean, to me, seeing them enjoy seeing this craft take off the ground will be better than anything else I've ever experienced. I really want to give that gift to the EAA members.
We are looking forward to being there with you. This is Amy Labota with Kipplanes Magazine and AvWeb at AirVenture 2008 with Vanessa and Glenn Martin and the Martin Jetpack. Thank you for listening.
So, do you Zulu? If you do, then you already know that you're wearing a better headset. Weighing in at just 13 ounces, there's nothing quieter than the Lightspeed ANR Zulu. Bluetooth enabled, the Zulu is also available with panel power. There's simply no other headset that gives you the complete Zulu package.